Welcome to Creepy Crazy Crimes. This is Sinner Saves in Time or Sin City. Call me Sin for short. I'm doing true crime about Joseph Roy Matheny. He was in Baltimore, Maryland. His birthday was March 2nd, 1955. He was a Pisces. He was an American serial killer and rapist from Baltimore. He claimed to have killed 13 people, but he was only found guilty of 2 murders from the evidence that was gathered. He died at 62 in Western Correctional Institution in Cumberland, Maryland, that is. He was locked up for life but died while incarcerated. His crimes were spanned out for 20 years. He was caught and arrested on December 15, 1966. Joseph's mother neglected her 5 children is what his attorney used to try and get an understanding. The mother worked double shifts outside the home. The father was an alcoholic and died in a car wreck when Joseph was 6. And that was the start of the mental break with depression. Joseph said he was often with family and or close friends where he was treated like he was a foster child. His family was broke. Excuse me. But none of the children went hungry or needed for any of their necessities, like Joseph said. He made his life seem like he was so badly treated to have some reasoning of how he became this horrible person as an adult, even teenage years. Basically, he lived a normal as normal could be with 6 children and a single mom. He was never put into a foster care or another family's home. Maybe he would have rather had that. Joseph was a smart kid, above average student. He had manners and was always respectable. If he ever felt neglected, that was his own fault. He had a great life. Other children he knew were even jealous of his life. If he was neglected, it was definitely his own fault. He lived in a pretty awesome home. Joseph joined our United States Army in 1973 at the age of 18. His mother said he served in Germany, but Joseph said he served in Vietnam. And he became a druggie, indulging in heroin as his drug of choice while he was stationed in an artillery unit. The press could not configure him serving in Nam, and his mom definitely does not recall him serving in Nam either. Excuse me. Precisely because Americans ended their involvement in Nam by the time he would have been serving. Joseph's mom said he slipped down a messed up hole in his life. So sad he was hooked on drugs. Joseph was nicknamed a crazy silly name, Tiny, when he was exactly the opposite. In the 90s, he was 6'1" tall and was extremely obese. Joseph would hang at bars, drinking and doing drugs. He was fascinated by homeless men, and he hung out with them in South Baltimore. All of the money he had was spent on liquor, crack, cocaine, heroin, all while he held a steady, stable job as a forklift driver. Excuse me. He was described as a very smart, well-spoken, and used manners, showing his mom did her job. Joseph murdered a woman named Kathy Ann Magaziner in 1994. She was buried in a shallow grave by the building where he worked. He said he strangled her, and after about 6 months, he went and dug her up and took off her head, put it in a box, and threw it away. Joseph doesn't seem to have any type of person. Depends on the day. He was tried for 2 other murders when he allegedly killed 2 homeless men, Randall Brewer and Randy Piker, with an axe at a tent city, all kinds of homeless people in an area. This was under Baltimore's Hanover Bridge. Other homeless people were involved in similar disputes, and one of them, Larry Amos, was convicted of stealing the murder weapon and later using it to kill Everett Dow, another homeless man. Brewer's and Piker's body were discovered on August 2nd, 1995, the same day Dow was murdered. Amos was arrested, accused of first-degree murder, but took the lesser charge of manslaughter. Got out early on good behavior, serving 1 year and 9 months of an 8-year sentence. Boy, he was lucky. Joseph admitted to killing Piker and Brewer, but the jury had said there wasn't enough evidence to convict on those two murders. Joseph killed Kimberly Lynn Spicer in mid-November 1966. Why do I keep saying 96? By stabbing her with a knife. Joseph kidnapped Rita Kemper. He tried to rape her. They shared drugs in his trailer that's on the property where he was working at the pallet factory. She had did all she could to refuse sex from him and ran out the trailer. Remember, he is a huge guy. Don't or can't take picture him running after her at any high speed. He chased her. He beat her. He dragged her back to the trailer and then stripped her down and attempted to rape her again. Kemper said he was trying to kill her and even said, "I'm going to kill you and bury you in the woods with the other girls." Those are quotes. Somehow she escaped through a window of the trailer and ran to police officers in the area. Thank God she escaped. Joseph asked a friend to help him bury the body of Spicer, which he was hiding at the factory since killing her a month earlier. The friend reported him to the police on December 15, 1996. And Joseph was arrested the same day. Again, I said 96. I believe that's 1966. The owner was arrested with Joseph the same day, as they said he was an accessory after the fact for allegedly disposing of the evidence. Joseph began confessing to other murders, as well as Spicer. He led police to the shallow grave of where he buried again Magaziner's decapitated remains. The police identified her off of dental records, even though more than half of the head was missing. They knew Joseph's type: young, white sex workers on drugs. He brutally sexually assaulted his victims. He was indicted for killing Tony Lynn Ingracia. She was 28. But unfortunately, the charges were dropped for insufficient evidence. I think nowadays, if you're doing stuff, this was before DNA and everything came into play, but I think nowadays when you do stuff, you're not going to get away with it. If they have any kind of evidence, it's going to eventually bring the person that did the problem. Okay, let's see. He had said he killed three other prostitutes on Washington Boulevard in Baltimore. No evidence, just confessions. So most of those were never pursued. He says he threw bodies in the Patapsco River and they were never found. The Baltimore Sun paper reported that it wasn't clear on how many he really killed, although he admits to killing at least 10 people. Joseph's attorney had said he was sorry and showed signs of remorse and claims the drugs and alcohol were what made him a monster. I don't believe that one. 1997, he was tried and convicted for 50 years for the kidnapping and attempted sexual assault on Kemper, but acquitted on the attempted murder. 1998, he was sentenced to death for the murder of Spicer. While at his sentencing, he said he murders because he enjoys it, he gets a rush out of it, he got a high out of it, and had no excuse other than he likes to do it. 1998, August, he pleaded guilty to murdering Magaziner, and they went for the death penalty too. He received life in prison in that case. The death sentence was overturned. In 2001, and the sentence of murder was converted to life without parole. The reasoning for death penalty was the murder was committed while committing a robbery, but the robbery was not the reason of the murder. It's like a tongue twister right there. Joseph died and found in his prison cell at Western Correctional Institution in Cumberland, Maryland on August 5th, 2017 at the age of 62. I did this one as the first true crime story because I am residing at this time in Baltimore. So I wanted to do something in the town which I reside, even though this was before the 2000s and he got arrested and died in the 2000s. Thank you for listening, and please, please, please come back and join us again. Thank you.